You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Okay, yes.
This is MZ Now.
We have a girl in studio, and Sarah. Woo! Sarah's also here, but
Lady, Alexis here.
No, a real girl. Brittany okay. is back.
He hey,
Brittany.
Alexis. Hi.
Brittany's
Hi,
the Brittany. The go-go dancer slash model slash cook. Now I just learned.
Yes, that's true.
You could?
I've started cyber stalking Brittany a little bit.
Good.
I wish I had more time to cyber stalk her, but it exhausts me to watch her on Instagram and all that stuff. Because she'll like, okay, so here's me, right? I'm on my couch. I'm watching TV or whatever. Or I watch a lot of TV.
You couldn't think of any other activity.
Yeah.
No, that's literally what I'm doing, right? Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm bored with TV. What do I, you know, should I go out and talk to people and stuff? I'm like, no. I'm going to go on, play around with my phone, and I pick up Instagram or whatever, and then I see Brittany's little story thing, and I'm like, oh, I know her. I'll watch what she's doing. And it's like, 20 hours ago, 5 o'clock in the morning, she's waking up, doing some modeling shoot, working on a computer, cooking, and then she's like walking her dog, which she has a husky, right?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, it's a really huskies. Cool dog. Yeah,
also the dog, but just, you know. Yeah.
then she's like working out, and then she's like running or something, and then hanging out with like friends or whatever. And then she's like, all right, time to go dance. In a 24-hour period, she's doing all of this. I'm like, when do you ever sleep?
I think I told you last time. I only sleep like 4 hours a day.
That's incredible. Oh, and you don't get tired?
It's because I meditate. I have the allotted amount of sleep that I need.
Okay.
I'm not tired.
All right. Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
It's not overnight. I didn't go from 8-10 hours nights to 4 in like a month.
Yeah.
But
it's incredible. So now you're doing this new thing where you're cooking for people, right?
Yeah.
It's rent a wife.
Yeah, they wish it was. A lot of people were watching my story whenever I was cooking for myself anyways.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were like, hey, how do you do that? And I'd try to tell
how
them.
How do you cook?
Basically, yeah. And I'd be like, well, you do this and you do this. And then they're like, can you just do it? And I was like, I mean, maybe. And then I started for a couple people, and now I'm cooking for 30 people a week. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're like a Mexican mom.
Yeah. I actually brought y'all food.
So did you really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
What's funny is I saw you cooking. I'm like, wow, she meal preps for herself. And I'm like, wow, I wish I was that dedicated to do that, because I don't. Like, my meal prep is I have 3 ramen chicken for Monday through Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Your
that
nails
counts?
Are, your nails are
shrimp.
Everything.
Yeah, they
your
need
nails
done.
Are everything.
They're a little dull for me to survive in Dallas.
Oh, my
Dallas,
God.
That's incredible.
Just in
look,
case.
She's bringing out all this food.
Oh, my
food.
God. What
is
going
this?
On here?
Is this chicken?
These are vegetables.
There's a few different ones.
Oh, what? Okay, so what do you have?
So we've got, this is one of everyone's favorites, a shrimp with the Japanese hijiki seaweed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Fried rice. And then there's a kung pao sauce. Brussels sprouts. This is a barley medley that has a couple different things in it. And then marinated chicken. And this is a meat sauce with the gnocchi green beans. And then just steak and Florentine.
Wow.
Mm.
I want it all.
Yeah.
You guys can have
good,
a little
so.
Bit
I
of
got
it.
You,
know,
I only
beautiful.
Bought the really good ones. So
that's
actually
incredible. So if somebody wants you to cook for them, where do they go? To your website? Do you have a website or your
the
Instagram?
Website's in the works, okay. But right now you just go through my Instagram or my social media. We haven't really pushed any advertising. Mm-hmm. It's just been my network, which has been amazing.
Yeah.
Because my friends have just been
yeah, because how many more people realistically, how many more people can you cook for though?
Yeah, really.
Because you're already cooking for 30.
Yeah, well, I'm in the works of, so I work at Sidebar, and uh-huh. that was a steak place before it was a bar, and so they have a whole full kitchen back there that they aren't using. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and so since they like me and I kind of dance pretty good, they're probably going to let me use their kitchen.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
Meanwhile, Eric
the
and
meantime.
I still have not come by to see her dance at her bar.
Also why I'm here.
Yeah.
What
there
the
were
heck?
Four.
Oh,
there
yeah.
were like 4 weeks. There were 4 Tuesday nights, because she said Tuesday nights are the best nights to go. And there were 4 nights where I was like, you know what? I have nothing going on. I can actually go to Sidebar. Then I thought about, I got to get dressed, I got to take a shower, I'm
going
to have to talk to people. I'm like, you know what, forget it. So one day I will be walking by with a Walkman on, and I'll see it. I'm like, hey, this is a Sidebar. I'll go inside and hang out. So,
sure.
All right, I'm excited about that.
Cool.
I'm excited to try your food.
Yeah, it's.
We need to get 4. So we'll do it during the break.
Yeah.
We'll try some, and then we'll say how good it is.
I'm actually really full. I had 3 chips.
Yeah, you just went to brunch
with queso.
That's
all,
right.
I had was queso with chips and pico.
Yeah.
And so I'm really full. I don't know why.
No, I'm excited. I haven't eaten anything all day.
No, but I'm still going to eat some. I went to that Florentine one. That looks good.
He called it. Okay.
Perfect. What's well, not the whole thing. I'll just have like.
Not the whole thing.
You have to. Well, no, gonna never. After you.
I have to watch my figure.
Yeah, they are in a competition right now to see who can lose the most weight.
Oh, really?
Him and Jaime and it was Bobby, but he bailed out.
Yeah, he's gained so much weight.
Right, yeah.
He can't even get here.
So, get out of bed.
Yeah.
What, skin grafting to the couch?
Right. One it's one of those things you had to get the crane.
Yeah.
Sounds like we need to take the show on the road.
But yeah. Hey, so Brittany, what got you into this whole healthy lifestyle stuff? I mean, I know you did yoga and meditation and that stuff when the last time you were here, but I didn't realize how much you were into healthy eating and all this stuff until recently.
It kind of like infects your whole life. Yeah. Like once mm-hmm. you kind of, it's like a rabbit hole. Once you see a couple things that work, it kind of leads you to a couple more things that work. Like even like my water, like I only drink certain water now and I add iodine to it because it helps with my awareness for meditation.
Yeah.
Just little things that are just, you know.
But what was the trigger? Was there a trigger that you're like, wow, I'm 500 pounds. I have to change. I have to change.
I mean,
something.
I was a size 12 back in high school.
What does that mean? What's a size 12? In a,
yes, Sarah, what does that mean?
It's like a 31, 32.
A 31 inch?
Yeah, waist.
Okay.
Yeah. So oh. It's like a dress size 12.
Wow.
And now I'm a double zero. So
oh my gosh.
That's a pretty big shift.
Yeah, that's huge.
But it was all body image. I mean, it was just I didn't love myself. I didn't ever like my body. And so even whenever I lost weight, I still had that mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when I honestly, like, I changed mantras and added my meditation was just like, I want to look good in every picture that I see of myself.
Yeah.
Like,
and she does, by the way, as somebody who cyber stalks her, I can attest that she does.
Well, I appreciate it, but yeah. I didn't think so. And so right. when I shifted yeah. that mantra, that's when I like really started to believe it. And yeah. that started where I started to really love who I was, exactly how I was with the flaws that I have. And, then that was like really, that was probably 2014, I think that happened.
Oh, so this has only been recent then that you've yeah. been doing this whole,
I mean, I meditated
thing.
Prior to that, but that was when it like broke through. Like I meditate. That was whenever I started sleeping, like the way that the schedule I have now.
And, right.
Meditation is a huge part of my day. I meditate for probably 3 or 4 hours.
What time do you wake up?
Typically. I wake up at, typically I wake up at like 7 naturally. Like I don't set alarms. I don't, cause I just don't believe in that. But so I wake up and I'm in the alpha state, which is the best state to meditate in.
Right.
And so I literally like wake up, pee, walk my dog, and then I meditate, or I meditate while I'm walking my dog.
Or peeing. Yeah.
So, right. But those are the only things that I do. Cause right. if you get on your phone and you start getting into normal.
Yeah.
And then it's 4 p.m. and I haven't meditated. I'm angry. I'm mm-hmm. snapping at someone in traffic. Like,
yeah.
I just don't want to be that.
Maybe that's what I should do. Cause I snap at people in traffic. I'm always angry and tired.
You're always peeing.
I'm always peeing.
Yeah.
That's what I need to start doing.
We should all have a meditation class as a cast.
Last night, sleep 10 hours, yeah. though. I'm very excited. I did sleep 10. But most of the time, I sleep 4 or 5 hours a day because I'm up late and working early. And
but
you know.
Said you're tired, right?
Yes, all the time.
So you're interrupting your REM.
Yeah.
So 10 hours sounds like, yeah, charged up 10 instead of 4, only getting to 50. But
right.
I mean, if you interrupt a REM cycle, it don't really
That's usually
matter.
What it is. Like if I'm in a deep sleep and mm-hmm. I'm dreaming and I wake myself up and my alarm goes off, then I'm
why I don't
screwed.
Do alarms.
Yeah.
You got to get out of the alarm thing.
Yeah, I do.
Because you got.
But then
once
I'd never wake up. If I don't set an alarm,
awake
I will
for
wake
3 hours
up.
A day.
No, if I didn't. Yeah, exactly. If I didn't set an alarm, I would be sleeping until 4 p.m., 5 p.m., easy.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, it's crazy. I can't do that. But I think it's a run so hard. Not like physically, but just everything else.
Yeah,
I
thought you meant
do
you actually ran.
No, no, no. I don't run. There's no way.
He's got the tracksuit for it.
I consider myself somebody that just reserves a lot of power. So if someone's chasing me and my life is in danger, I can outrun anybody.
You're focusing on like kinetic potential.
I grew up in the hood. I can outrun any dog, any athlete, anybody if I feel my life is in danger. However, if you ask me to run just for fun, which I don't know why anybody would ask me to do that, but if you asked me to do that, I wouldn't do it. I would pass out. I'd fall over.
I
There's
don't
no
run
way.
For fun.
Yeah.
I hate running.
What do you do? Just yoga?
I mean, I only do cardio that I like, which is dancing. That is the only reason I have that job.
Oh, so that you? Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's a workout. I mean, I hate a lot of the people that are there, like the way that they act and
well,
stuff.
Yeah, it's
and
not
like,
your type
I
of
people. I kick
people
in the back. Like I don't care. Like I'm like, get off my stage.
Yeah.
But
I can see you doing that because I'm like, you're not really an uptown person.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, these make me look like I might be. But,
your nails.
Your claws.
But I have to defend myself, so I have to have them.
Yeah. When Brittany contacted me and said, she wanted to come back on the show and talk about her stuff and everything, I said, Yeah, absolutely. Because we're just talking about having you back. Yeah. We like you and stuff. And she goes, what movies or TV shows do I have to binge watch? Because the last time she was here, all we did was talk about TV shows. So we had nothing prepared. It was one of those things where we had something that fell apart. But today we actually have something. So you don't have to watch anything.
Awesome.
So
I actually had watched The Walking Dead that time. So I was like minutely prepared. But I was like,
Are you current on The Walking Dead?
No.
Okay.
That's why I asked if I needed to be current.
No, you don't have to. I'm barely watching that show. I'm done with it.
I've still never seen one episode, and I've been here for like a year. I refuse.
I just, the most favorite show that I watched recently was OJ, or The People versus OJ. That was it on Netflix.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, it's excellent.
I was a little kid, so I don't remember anything. So I watched it. I'm like, oh, wow, he did do it. Or maybe. I don't know.
So now that you've watched that, you also have to watch the documentary Made in America.
That's too much. Now you're talking
hours of OJ.
You're talking too much now. I have to watch maybe an hour of TV a day, and that's it. My attention span doesn't.
That's not true. But
so is it just like idly on in the background while you do everything?
No, I can't. I can't do it. I can't. I have to. Like, I have a studio office in my house, right? And I have a Roku attached to the TV, and so I'll start playing something, and then I'll start writing. Or doing something, I'm like, I've got to pause it. So this thing stays paused for an hour and a half. I can't do it at the same time. I have to fully focus on one thing.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. So I really recently haven't watched a lot of TV, mostly because everything that I like to watch is off the air right now. You did watch Westworld, though. Did you like that? The end of it?
I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I think it was a little...
When does she have time to watch TV? Yeah. I know she works Sunday nights, probably till what, 2?
Yeah.
And then when does she go home and watch TV? And then she wakes up at 7 and you're just I don't know. I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We do have a very cool game, a brand new game. Actually, it's our first game of 2017 that we're going to play. And we have a real prize that you can win. We'll be right back.
AMZ Now.
Are you a fan of brands like Marvel, Disney, and Star Trek? Do you also enjoy getting epic surprises in the mail? Then you're gonna love Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription service that delivers a crate filled with exclusive gear for geeks and gamers. And right now, you can save $5 off your first crate. Just go to mznow.tv/lootcrate to sign up. That's mznow.tv/lootcrate.
MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5.
Hey everyone, this is Lady G, Alexis, and these are my 5 rules for being in jail and having a fantabulous time. Rule number 1, do not eat the bologna sandwiches at lunch. If you must, keep the cheese, put it somewhere because you're going to need it for dinner or for a spread. Number 2, if someone offers you a ramen noodle soup, candy, bar of soap, anything else, and you do not want to be married, do not take it. Because the moment you take that, you are officially married. Number 3, wear your flip-flops at all time. No telling what these boys do in those showers. Number 4, the security guards can be your best friends or your worst enemies. So it's always good to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. A little ass kissing here and there will get you a little extra pudding, a little jello on the side. And number 5, and this is the last important, very important one. When you are going to store, do not promise anyone any of your shit. Because if you come back and you have 3 packs of ramen noodle soups and 1 nutty bar, 1, what do they call those things, honey buns, and you took a bite of someone's honey bun 3 months ago when you first got there, I guarantee you they're going to remember and you owe them that honey bun. And they're going to sit there and give you a whole list of what to get from the store. Do not let no one punk you out. And you hold on to your honey bun and keep it real. And I think those are the best advice I can give you for being in jail. So that's it.
I don't know. It just popped out. Oh, well. Anyway. I guess I'm holding it.
This is MZ Now. This is MZ Now.
Hey, this is Nana Visitor, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Online at mznow.tv.
This is the jam right here.
So, Michael, we're talking during the break.
Oh, baby, bring it on to me.
We have another event we need a press pass for.
What's that?
Bear Fest.
Hairfest. Mm, yeah.
And we categorize.
I will say right now, I will not be going to that.
Come.
Oh, no.
We categorize ourselves in the different categories they have. So I would be an otter.
Okay.
And then you, Sarah is going to be Goldilocks.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be a chaser.
What's a chaser?
A bear chaser.
It means you're not a bear, but you're into it.
So yeah. Like me and Bobby.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I'm learning so much.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is incredible.
And then Bobby chases food, so.
Right. He's Yogi, I'm Boo Boo. Right?
That's so cute.
Yeah, thank you.
That is actually really cute.
All right. So I'm very excited to announce our very first game of 2017. It's called Where in the World is Sarah Albin?
Right? Ah, I'm so excited.
Yeah. You should see the graphic art for this. It's incredible. So you remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, right?
Classic TV.
Right. It was basically Carmen Sandiego was a thief, and she went around the world stealing things and leaving clues, and you as the gumshoe, there was a TV show, cartoon, and there was two game shows, I think. And you had to figure out as a contestant or as watching the cartoon where she was in the world, right? So Sarah is our resident Carmen Sandiego, mm-hmm. Without the theft, without the criminal record.
That you know of.
Right. That may be why she's going.
I'm just better at it.
She will go, within a month or two, she'll probably be gone and we won't see her for 2 to 3 months. And we'll be like, well, where is she at? And I'm like, I don't know. Last week she was in Spain. Next week she's going to be in, you know, Madrid, which is the same thing.
Yeah, really changing it up.
You know, she's going to be in China.
Norway.
Norway.
Other parts of Spain.
She's releasing sea turtles into the ocean at Atlantis. She's awesome. Helping Syrian refugees.
I've never been to Atlantis. That one.
Well, it's underwater.
Up.
You have to raise it back up.
Oh, you're thinking that. Oh, I have been there then, like the underwater...
The
like
city that's,
the
that fell
land.
In the...
Yeah. Oh, I have been there.
You never have mind. Been there?
I thought you meant like the resort in the Bahamas.
I was just kidding. You have been to the underwater city?
Yeah, most people think it's not real, but like I have connections. So.
Right. The Trump family took me down there in their submarine yacht.
Gosh.
It was huge. So we created a game based off of Sarah called, you know, Where in the World is Sarah Albin? And we brought in our good best buddy, Bryce. We're going to give him the clues. And then he's going to guess where she's at, and you guys have to guess whether he's going to get it right or not. Does that make sense?
If you can figure it out for yourself. I wrote the clues pretty hard.
They are pretty difficult. Yeah. So you're going to have to listen to the clues, and then you'll decide, does this average American 20-year-old kid, will he be able to get this answer correct? Right? Did I explain that well enough? Everybody on the same page?
And you did sound like an old man when you called him a kid. Like
right.
That, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to make, you know, he's a young guy. He's 20 years old. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So, are you guys ready to play? Where in the world is Sarah Albin? Oh, we're actually playing for a real prize, by the way.
What? Everyone's like,
What a tease.
You guys are playing for the first Avenger Captain America 1940s Captain America shield, a 1/6 scale replica. I don't think this will protect you from anything, but it might be cool to put on your desk or eBay.
It'll protect your virginity with all its might.
That's right. So, all right.
You have a miniature vagina?
Well, you could tuck it in a pocket.
It's a chastity shield.
Okay.
Yeah. It's shaped like a jock cup.
Right.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let's play Where in the World is Sarah Albin?
Where in the world is Sarah Albin?
So, Brittany, I know you don't know Bryce very well. So, and neither does, what's your name? Matt. Sorry, Jim. So I know you guys don't know Bryce very well. So just to give you a hint of who we're dealing with, I'm going to play the intro where I ask him how well he knows geography. So here's his answer. This will give you a clue on how well he's going to do today.
All right, Bryce, how good are you with geography?
Yeah, horrible.
What is geography?
Science, right? I guess, or history.
So far, we're on a great track.
So you guys know what you're dealing with now. On Where in the World is Sarah Albin?
Where in the world is Sarah Albin?
So now let's meet our contestants on the new game show called Sarah Albin. Where in the world is Sarah Albin? Where in the world is Let's start with Sarah Eric Starr. Albin. Where in the world are you from?
I am from Oak Cliff.
Okay, Oak Cliff in the house,
The hood in Dallas, Texas.
Woo!
All right, Sarah Albin, where are you from?
From everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, you're going to have to guess.
I can't give anything away.
Right. Matt, where are you from?
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown. All right. And Brittany, with an N-I at the end of her name, where are you from?
I'm from Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, you really? Originally?
Yeah.
How long have you been in Dallas?
10 years.
Well, welcome to Dallas. Remember, you guys are playing for a First Adventure Captain America 1940s shield replica. You guys ready for the first clue?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Wow, that was enthusiastic.
Yeah. Yes.
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 Sarah Albin, where in the world are you?
Okay, Bryce and crew. I am speaking French with my local Parisian friends. I am in what country?
She is speaking French. What country is she in?
Mm-hmm.
Eric Starr.
Will Bryce know?
Will Bryce know what country she's in?
I would say no.
All right.
I'm going no.
Well, Sarah has to play too. You're playing your own game.
Oh, I have to play?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to, but.
I'm going to say yes for everything. Okay. I believe in him.
All right.
I'm going no.
By the way, can you keep score, Eric?
Oh, okay.
Write yeah, keep score because I don't
I'm going to use this for your paper.
Matt, you got a pad, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You keep score instead.
This Hare
yeah,
Krishna.
That's my Hare Krishna pamphlet.
Hare Krishna pamphlet.
Yeah, Sarah's converting.
Okay. Is that how you're going to live?
All right, so Eric says no. Sarah says yes. Matt, you say?
No.
No. Brittany says?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Right?
Here's his answer.
I don't know. Pakistan.
What?
Pakistan is not correct.
I knew the word Parisian would throw him off.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
He heard Persian.
Yeah.
So I know Pakistan. His mind. I really know his mind by now.
She tricked him. All right.
So I got a point because I said no.
Yes,
Sarah,
I was wrong.
Yeah, both of them,
point,
the girls
point.
Are wrong.
One.
Okay.
We are 1-1-0-0.
1-1-0-0. Here we go. Sarah, where in the world are you?
Okay. I am watching a Spanish bullfight in Madrid. I am in what country?
She's watching a Spanish bullfight in Madrid. What country is she in? Eric Starr.
I would say yes. He's going to know it. He's going to know it.
All right. Sarah? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Just put me down for yes for all of them.
All right.
I'm going to go with no.
No? Brittany?
I say no.
All right. You guys
she
ready?
Gave him a chance and he let her
right.
down.
Yeah. She's like, you know, I'm done with it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Here is his answer.
Mexico.
What?
That is incorrect.
I knew it.
What?
See?
She said Spanish.
I knew it. Spanish.
Right. Spanish bullfight in Madrid.
So close.
I got that one right.
So close.
All right. You got the scores?
I do indeed.
Recorded? Okay, yes. Here we go.
Because I'm in the lead. Of course I'm going to keep score down.
Yeah.
Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am in New York City's Times Square. What state am I in?
New York City's Times Square. What state is she in? Eric.
Yes, he said no it.
Sarah says yes.
Mm-hmm. I say yes.
Please, yes.
All right, everybody says yes. Everyone's
We're
locked in for a
our
yes.
Hearts on the line.
Oh, no.
Oh, by the way.
That was the answer?
He was this was filmed in front of a live audience. He was with his friends, and they watched him, and they're laughing because they know he probably doesn't know the answer to half these questions. So if you hear laughter in the background, that's what it is.
What's going on? Asking your ass. New York. What state is she in? New York. That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow, he got one right. All right, so everyone got a point on that one.
It really tickled him.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, where in the world are you?
Bryce. Ciao, Roma. Bella Italia. What country am I in?
What country is she in?
That is a no.
Can you do that again?
Yeah, please do that again.
Ciao, to Roma.
Ciao, Roma.
All right, Eric does.
No, he definitely.
That voice was like spring break.
Right.
I wish Bryce could hear her saying that.
Right.
Yeah, it'd probably help him.
No.
I provide so much.
Yeah, I'm ready to get like
color.
This. By the way, Italia. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Not, there's no
Bella Italia.
There's no characterization in my voice when I'm ready to get to him when I'm asking these questions. All right, you said no or yes?
No.
No.
I say definitely not.
Matt,
I'm gonna go no.
All right.
No.
Everybody says no.
Italia.
I'm sorry?
Italia.
I don't think there's a country named Italia.
Well, I don't know then.
Now.
Oh, that was really, really close.
Should we give it to him? That's my question because I don't know. A half point?
Italy is a pretty well-known country.
That's true.
I mean.
No, but he really dissected the context and you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm really proud of him for that one.
Should
I
we
think
give
he
a curve?
Get half.
No. All right. Well, it doesn't matter. Well, this still count as a no. Everyone,
I wouldn't.
Because everyone got it right.
You
got
said
right.
No, like the noise.
Yeah. So, well, I was conflicted on that one. All right. Here we go. Clue number five. Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am at the Washington Monument near the Capitol building. I am in what city?
The Washington Monument. What city is she in?
He's not going to know it.
Eric says no. Matt.
I say so. Yes.
Matt says yes.
Yes, have faith.
No.
Brittany says no. Let's see what his answer is.
D.C.
Oh,
that's actually
God.
Correct. Washington,
yes.
D.C. We'll give
it.
You that one. Look at you.
That
I know that from the
solid.
Movie.
What movie?
Take Over the White House. I think that's called one of them. It's something else.
Was it White House Down?
Yeah, White House Down.
Okay.
Who knew that movie was going to be so educational?
Yeah, I said House of Cards over here. Apparently not.
I guarantee he's not watching that on Netflix. I guarantee that. That goes over my head. All right. Next clue is, Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am at an Ohio State football game eating disgusting food.
Where was your voice at?
I am in what state?
She is at an Ohio State football game. What state is she in?
Yep.
He's not going to know.
It's very clear. Ohio State is in the question. Eric says no. Matt?
I'm going to go with yes.
Matt says yes.
Yes.
Brittany says yes.
He's good at the domestic ones. What?
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 Tokyo is not correct, unfortunately. Let me see. Yeah, that's incorrect. That's incorrect. By the way, the answer was Ohio. Oh, I was way the fuck off.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I know.
Greetings from Ohio.
That was a good racist impression, Eric.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Wow.
So,
racist impression.
Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am celebrating the Chinese New Year in Shanghai. I am in which country?
Eric.
I can see her really doing that. I see her like, he's not gonna know it. Wait, yeah, he'll know it. Yeah,
you will.
I'll say yes.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna say no.
Matt says no. Brittany?
I lost all faith at that last. So no.
Japan. That is incorrect.
Oh my God.
Tokyo, Japan. Oh, that's all.
He was on the right side of the world, though.
Yeah,
right.
That's good.
All right, Sarah. Where in the world are you?
I am at a Chicago Cubs game at Wrigley Field. I am in which state?
Now,
this one's a little tricky.
It is a little tricky because, I mean,
I would take city or state, I think.
Okay.
As an answer.
I don't remember what he says on this one, so let's see. Eric?
I'm just focused on the Cubs part, so I'm going to say no.
Because of the bear?
Yeah. Now he's distracted.
Yeah, I'm distracted now. I can't even think correctly. But I'm going to say no. He doesn't know it.
All right, Matt?
I'm going to also go with no.
Brittany?
No.
Chicago, bitches.
That's a city, not a state. What state? What state is she in?
Oakland?
Oakland's also a city. What state is Chicago in?
I don't know. I suck at history.
You suck at history? Is that what you said?
New York. No,
Well, he went all over the country, but did not land on the correct state, unfortunately.
I think half point.
Yeah, he did say Chicago. He was very confident when he said it, too.
Yeah, Chicago bitches.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, here's clue number nine. We have two, 9 and 10, and then we'll have a bonus one if we have a tie. Are we close to a tie, Matt, or no?
Right now, we are at Eric has 5.
Yay.
I have more than 5, and Brittany also has 5.
All right, so there may not be a tie, is what you're saying. So we'll play it just as a bonus round, just for fun. All right? Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am seeing Utah's Mormon Tabernacle Choir in Salt Lake City. I'm in which state?
Utah's Tabernacle Choir.
Mormon Tabernacle. More that meant mount.
Eric, does he know it?
Yeah, he's going to say something, yeah.
He's going to say something? Yeah, probably.
Close to it. Yeah, he's going to say it.
All right. If he says Utah, we'll take it, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Which is the correct answer.
We'll actually,
the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that is the correct answer. We'll take
it. But we would take it.
We would take that. We would accept Utah.
Nice.
Matt?
Yes. Yes, I believe.
Brittany?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Salt Lake City?
That's the city. What state?
Oklahoma?
That's incorrect.
All right.
What?
This is the last question.
He's getting better at context clues.
He is trying to figure it out now. You see the processes start to work.
He's great with cities.
Right. He's great with cities.
He's really good at repeating.
Well, you know, he slept through history, you know? That's what he said.
It's too bad none of the answers are Tokyo.
All right. Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am crossing London Bridge to get a warm pint of beer. I am in which country?
Eric.
No, he's not going to know it.
Not a chance.
Mm-mm. Definitely not.
All right. London Bridge. Will he know? Does he know the song at least?
I'd give him points for that.
All right.
London?
That's a city.
You're
in the right part of the world.
She's crossing some bridge, right?
Right, the London Bridge. You know the song?
No.
London's a city. What's the country?
New York?
New York is incorrect. New York is a state in America. London is a city in England.
I feel like Miss Frizzle from Magic School Bus.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
That's a booty hoe. All right, so who won? Is that you, Matt?
I did indeed win.
Did you win? Oh, where in the world is Sarah Albin?
Where in the world is
Sarah Albin?
Now, let's play the bonus round for no points. This is just for fun.
Spirit points.
Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am standing in front of Big Tex at the Great State Fair of Texas. What city am I in?
Now, remember, before you make your guesses, Bryce has lived in the DFW area for his entire life.
Yes.
Okay? Eric, does he know what city Sarah is in?
No.
Okay, Matt?
I had faith until that preamble. Now I'm going to go with no.
No? Brittany?
No.
Texas?
What city?
I don't know. Texas Tech? That's a football. I mean, that's a...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Texas has a lot of cities in there. She's in one city that has the state fair where Big Tex is. So what city is she in?
Mansfield. There we go.
That's incorrect. Mansfield does not have the state fair of Texas, unfortunately.
And that is... Where in the world is Sarah Albin?
In the world is
Sarah Albin.
Matt, you won the Captain America shield, chastity shield.
Yay.
So congratulations.
You are protected.
You are protected by Captain America. We'll be right back with more MZ Now right after this.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS.
Get behind-the-scene extras
and exclusive bonus material. And get the shows before anyone else.
Before anyone else.
The MZ Now mobile app, available now. Mike Ryder, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Michael Zavala, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the... I'm
not reading this. I'm not reading it. Of all the things he's asked me to read over the years, this is terrible. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not reading it.
Michael Zavala, MZ Now. This is MZ Now.
The force is with us, baby.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Already.
What's up, y'all? This is Flesh and Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony, and you listening to Michael Zavala. Keep it locked.
This is MZ Now.
All right, we're about to try Brittany's food. Now, hey, what's your Instagram again? Is it Body by Brit?
No.
What a great name that is. I just made that up for you.
It's taken, but it is taken.
Never mind. You already tried
know
it?
Her.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I just made it up. There's somebody here that has a...
Yeah, she actually lives in
her
Highland Park.
Nemesis.
Oh, really? Oh, it's the other Brittany. Yeah.
No, she's super cool. She's just really Jimmy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're not the same.
Okay, I got you.
She's super cool and she's not being a big bitch.
Right. That's her only downside. But no, Brittany's so cool. Like, follow her on her Instagram and Facebook and all that. Like, if I was building the perfect squad, right? Mm-hmm. Brittany would be one of my squad members, right? You'd be my suicide squad. All right, yeah. So we're trying her food. Now, for time's sake, we didn't get to heat them up all the way.
Yeah.
So they're partially frozen.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're delicious.
They're still good. I already started.
So what are we eating first? What are you trying, Eric?
I'm going to try this seasoned chicken. I don't know. You explain, Brittany, because I have no idea.
So I bake all my chicken for the most part. Those are just chicken tenders. Normally I cut them up, so my bad.
No, it's
but,
okay.
The barley is like what everyone like loves. It's a barley. I try to add like plant-based protein whenever I can. So even like the edamame is another plant-based protein that you can have.
Yeah.
The hijiki seaweed is a really awesome flavor that I add to the fried rice, so it just makes it taste. Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are these all your own recipes and stuff? Or
I use Trader Joe's. They have some really great medleys that are already made, and then I just portion them out. Sometimes I add different vegetables or I add just different things to it. But I make a really hearty like meat sauce that goes with the gnocchi. I should have brought the sweet potato gnocchi, but I didn't have enough.
Matt, are you gonna try one or are you just?
I'm on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say because when I walk out of this booth, I want you to. Oh, by the way, R.I.P. Bill Paxton. So as I walk out of here and snack on some, if you could just read off his IMDb to save time. So he's going to read off his IMDb so I can walk away from the mic and grab
some
food.
Sorry, you told me to do two things at once.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was my bad. That was my bad.
Eat and do that.
Right. So what are these? This is beef, right?
Yeah, and so then, it's steak and then Brussels sprouts and then that's a Florentine gnocchi as well.
Oh, yeah. So I thought it was gnocchi. Yeah,
yeah, gnocchi is my fave.
Yes. We got 93, so you got plenty of time to get in here. Perfect. We'll start all the way back in 1975 with a little movie called Crazy Mama.
All right.
He played the character of? Nobody knows. John, because he was uncredited. We went through a stage of the Egyptian princess and the 6 o'clock Follies. They don't even have pictures on here, so who the hell cares about them? Then we went to Stripes. I did not remember that he was in Stripes. He was Soldier in Stripes, the classic Bill Murray movie. Oh, McLean's Law. Anybody remember that TV show from 1981? No, you don't because you're all too young. It's okay. The Lords of Discipline.
Ooh.
He played Gilbreth, I believe, as Wild Bill Paxton. Back when he was the Wild Bill days. Then he really started to get there with the punk leader in The Terminator.
Ooh.
That was really setting him off.
Ooh.
I think he got at least one line in that movie.
I'm trying to...
He's the leader.
Yeah, see, he was the leader. He was in Weird Science. A little Weird Science with Chet Donnelly.
No, I'm trying not to like, what do you call it? Well, no, I already did that already. Okay. Well, I'll hold my comments.
Miami Vice. Somebody can have this shield if they can tell me his name in 3, 2. Vic Romano. Everybody knows Vic Romano.
I was just going to say that. You cut me off.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Ray Romano, which I could do a very good Ray Romano impression.
Do it.
No, we're not going to my parents' house.
That actually sounds more like Rick Romano to me.
Who's Rick Romano?
Bill
no, we're not
character.
Going to my parents' house. Robert. I watch a lot of Everybody Loves Raymond. All right, well, that's good. That wraps up the
miss you,
the eulogy. Yeah, miss we'll you, miss you.
Oh, sorry. I was.
I don't think I've seen one movie he's in, actually. I never saw Twister. I didn't watch Titanic.
He was in Armageddon, wasn't he?
Never seen Armageddon all the way through. I'm way behind in my movie watching.
Well, f*** you then.
I know.
All right. I'm going to rotate food.
How is this, by the way? Is this not delicious?
Bring you something next.
What's the little green thing? Is that
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. Yeah. So I don't eat vegetables that much. So
what are those green things?
Let me try this. I thought it was gummy bears.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. I would eat those.
Brussels sprouts, it's like, I feel like we all mentally have a block against Brussels sprouts just like as kids, like, because there was every like, ew, eat your Brussels
Plus,
sprouts.
Plus, I want to say they were like the angry VeggieTales.
Yeah, you know there was something bad about them. But like, have you been to Uchi?
Yes.
The sushi? Oh my gosh, their Brussels sprouts are literally.
I was there about 2 weeks ago, actually.
The best thing. Yeah. I love them. So I'm learning how to make them like that.
They called me dainty a moment ago because I was like, because I wasn't
like
trying.
Like it's finger food. Like he's at a banquet and he's like, what do I want?
Yeah, no, because I wasn't trying to like, what do you call it?
I don't know. That's where
I put my
you.
Germs anywhere. So I'm being trying to like just select what I get.
Putting my hands in the food.
All of us are just grabbing it. And Eric has like a little napkin
so
makeshift plate.
I was actually raised with manners, so right. It's like, you know, I'm not trying
that
to.
That makes one of us.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. I'm eating.
By the way, the Nokia 3310, remember the little brick phone that you could throw against the wall like when we were in high school and stuff, and it would just be good no matter what? It had Snake on it and all that stuff. It's coming back, and I'm going to get one.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Functioning phone?
But yeah, it's like a little bit upgraded.
But you're not going to use it. It is really good.
That's like, people would never try it, but it's one of their favorite things.
No. Yeah, it's going to be a functioning phone. Mm-hmm. It's not a smartphone. It's a feature phone.
What does that mean?
So it just does like text messaging and...
It's a dumb phone?
It's a dumb phone.
I mean, some people
need
that.
It's a special phone. Yeah, I want it as a second line. I'm not going to replace my iPhone.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not one of those people like, you know what? I'm going to go back to a flip phone. My mom says that all the time. I'm like, mother, you're on your phone every day, all day, on Facebook. You're not going to be able to do that with a regular phone. She's like, I could do without it. She can't do without it. I just want one as a second line. And how cool would that be to have an upgraded Nokia 3310?
I'm gonna have to see that.
Yeah, they look all right. I'd rather have the original, but in fact, I think I still have.
You're cucking me up with your knife.
Yeah. By the way, Eric doesn't even have a fork. He just has a knife.
He's using his knife as a spoon.
I wish we had a spoon in here.
He has a fork. He's not.
There were a bunch of forks over in the.
I'm getting the food with my knife.
Right.
I'm putting it on my napkin.
And then I'm eating with the fork.
Well, I already ruined everything. So you're wasting your time.
You know what you should have done?
You ruined my life. I'm fine.
But anyway, all right. So this week, the movie Get Out came out.
Oh, I watched it.
Did you?
Well, Matt
did too.
Was it good?
Oh, goody. Go ahead. I'm interested.
All right. So Matt explained the premise. The trailer looked like a Key and Peele skit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I didn't realize. It looks like it could be funny or they were trying to make a point. So I didn't really. But it had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes,
really?
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't vote on Rotten Tomatoes, but if you look at the IMDb votes, there's at least one that gave it 2 stars.
Was that you?
That was this guy right here.
All right. So, the premise of it is?
The premise is a horror film.
Not a horror film.
A horror,
right?
It should have been a horror film. That would have been much better.
Okay.
The main character goes with his white girlfriend to go see her parents. That's basically what it is.
And the main character is black.
He is a black fellow that the girlfriend does not tell her parents about until she arrives. Or maybe she does. Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
I thought it was trite. I thought the ending was horrible. Tell me, guys, I don't watch a lot of horror films, but the most important part of horror film is the end. When you reveal everything, right? You're working up to that and you reveal the end. This end was so boring and dull. I just grunted when it happened because I was so disappointed. I was very excited. I went to the to public to see it because I don't like people in horror films because they talk a whole lot. And I had Mr. Spoiler Alert next to me, and he kept talking about it. But anyways, it was not good. And now I'm looking forward to hear what Eric has to do, because I thought it was just enjoyable.
That music. Kill me. Why?
Did you like it or no?
Yeah, everything that he just said.
1 to 10.
I'm the opposite. I give it a 10. I agree with Rotten Tomatoes.
Of course you do.
It's really, why?
Yeah, you don't think for yourself. You're a sheeple.
No. Right. I didn't read any reviews. I saw that it was like 100%.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really want to go see it. Like, what's the whole fuss about? And so I went to go watch it with my mom and my little sister and then my other sister.
What'd y'all get? Like popcorn or something?
I went to Studio Movie Girl. So we got pizza.
All right, of course.
And a Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
And but anyways, no, but... no,
but back to the point.
Yeah. So I thought it was it had a good balance. I don't think it was supposed to be the horror film. I think it's more, I don't know, is it categorized as horror?
Yeah.
It is? I didn't know that. It wasn't horror. It was like more like a suspenseful, like a thriller.
Okay.
With obviously comedy, because was Peele the one that wrote it, right?
Yeah, Jordan Peele.
Sorry.
that is so disgusting.
Right, so of course.
Key and Peele. It's Jordan.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, so it is Peele, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't know that he wrote it, but when I saw his name pop up on the screen, I was like, okay, And now I know this is going to be obviously a lot of comedy in here, which was a really good balance.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was funny.
Yeah, it was extremely funny. So it's okay. Like,
so as like the black guy's getting tied up and stuff, you're laughing at it. Like,
yeah.
So the turn wasn't like pivotal. Like it wasn't exciting. Or?
I think it was a new concept. I've never seen it before in a movie. So I was very like,
what does that mean?
Well, because you have to watch it. I can't give it away. Okay. Yeah. It was a really good like concept. It was like two extremes. It was either really like suspenseful or it was like really funny. So it's like at different parts.
But okay.
I thought it went well together. So I don't know.
So you would recommend it?
Yeah.
Matt says stay away.
Yeah. Garbage.
He says get out.
Garbage.
Now it's not an M. Night Shyamalan movie where most of the time at the end. Really? I thought it was better than M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, at the end of Signs, when the terrible, terrible man dressed as an alien showed up. And I was very disappointed by that. I felt the same at the end of this movie.
I thought Signs was good. I like Signs.
I like Signs too. But I definitely recommend it. Go watch it.
Go be a sheeple if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend your.
He said, I didn't read any reviews. I just saw that it was at 100% Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm. and I went to go see it.
No, I wanted to go see it once.
Would you
trailer.
Give it 100%?
I would, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm just going to wait until it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll see it.
I just saw that Sausage Party was on Netflix.
I heard it was good.
I heard it was really funny. I haven't watched it yet.
It is hilarious.
I didn't know it was on there. I'll have to. Well,
yeah, I saw tonight. It this morning when I looked around. I'm like, should I watch something or actually get dressed and go to the studio? Funny.
Well, I have everything on my Fire Stick, so.
Oh, that's right.
I've got to get one of those.
Yeah, it's internet, like it? So I just use that.
You got the internet, so you just use that? All right. Well, that's good. All right. So we did Bill Paxton, the tribute. We did.
We did?
Yeah, we did the Get Out review. What else did we do? Oh, we ate food. It's been a very eventful show today. Oh, this is what I want to talk about for a second. Mm-hmm. These astronomers, right? They found seven...
What?
Astrologists?
Astrologists.
What?
Astronomers.
Astronomers. What is happening?
I fell asleep in history.
Astrologists did not tell us that we have planets.
Right, it was astronomers.
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 Astronomy.
I told you I watched a lot of... Everybody loves Raymond.
Hominy.
Astronomers. Astronomers have found seven potentially habitable planets just 40 light years, just 40 light years away. And they made this big thing about it. It was like, it's just 40 light years. We've never found anything like this before. Mm-hmm. It's so great. We could potentially live over there. It's going to be great. So I Google, it's only 40 light years away, right? So I Google, how long is 40 light years away? It's like 300,000 years away. So what's the point that you're telling me? You're like, there's something we're never going to be... My great-grandchildren will never be able to even know anything about this because we're never going to get there.
We could.
Haven't you seen Interstellar? Come on now.
Yes, I know. I'm a big fan of Star Trek and all
we
that stuff.
We can transcend. It would be real Star Trek.
It'd be real Star Trek. But 300,000 years away.
We could. If we send like someone or some people on the ship and then they just have like kids. And
yeah,
they
but
have kids
the ship would have
kids.
To last... Almost half a million.
And they have to be scientists. Yeah, well, you better true, yeah. enjoy this profession.
They have to be what?
Could you imagine?
They have to be what, Michael?
Well, the ship has to last like...
Astronomers?
What if they're stupid? What if they don't...
Oh, it's Sam Bryce.
What if it was all Bryce? What if it was like Einstein and then they had Bryce and then he was in charge of the ship when they died?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
If he can't handle navigating the world, I don't think we should send him out there.
Yeah, right. The geology of the world.
But think about how many people would have to be on this ship for half a million years.
I mean, it sounds like it's going to need a huge
Hey, Barb from Stranger
ship.
Things. It's going to have to be the most biggest, most magnificent
it's
ship.
Huge.
It's going to be fantastic.
And those
huge.
Planets are going to pay for
Let's make space. We're going to make sure Mars pays for every single dime we put into our ship. Captain Kirk is going to fly it. Second in command, Han Solo. I'll make it happen. All right. Brittany, give us your social media accounts real quick again.
It's my first and last name. So Brittany Light Heiser. That's on Instagram. And then Snapchat is It Is Brit with two T's. And that's it.
How much your meal? So if you were to have...
So I have a basic that's just...
Oh, hey, Barb.
It's gonna be...
Our lights are flashing in the studio.
it's very exciting in here. It's a strobe show. It's gonna be $110 for 10 meals and then $15 for delivery, or there's pickup in Uptown Dallas or in...
And you drive Tyler. These to people's houses?
If they do the delivery, not to anywhere. I mean, I'm not going to McKinney or something, but...
Yeah. I'm not crossing 635.
I mean, for certain people, I'll do it. Especially if it's like a larger order. I have some office parties like or office groups where it's like four or five people. I don't mind, taking it out for that. So.
Yeah.
And you can add breakfast for an additional $40. So that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for $150.
So what are you going to do when you run out of time? When you're like, I cannot make
Hire
any more
somebody.
Food? Okay.
Duh.
Yeah, why can't I be
that
person?
That's what happens when you want to be Britney. Business. You start to
see,
hire
I do everything
employees.
On my own. I'm like, I make my own. Well, I don't make my own food. I have people make it for me.
I mean, Chili's, I was going to find slaves first, right. But then after that,
well, watch Get Out first. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
Get
some ideas.
Yeah. But no, I want to be Britney. I want to be an entrepreneur. I don't want to make food for 30 people. I mean,
got to do you.
Yeah. But I want to be you.
You can't make food for yourself. You get up in the air all the time.
I want to be a size 00 or whatever that is.
Pretty much almost there.
Yeah, I know.
I eat people under the table too, so they
Excuse
don't understand.
Me?
Oh,
say
gosh.
That again.
Oh,
say it again.
Is this an extra service?
No, I eat a lot of food. And under people are like, how are you small?
Because
my metabolism.
Yeah, because you take care of yourself.
I have girls that are like, I want to lose 10 pounds. So I need smaller portions. I'm like, no, you don't.
That's Sarah.
When have I ever said that?
By the way,
no, she hasn't.
I've only ever said, please give me more.
Eric, can can you describe Sarah's sweater today?
Oh my God,
for everyone
tell me why I walked in. It killed me. I wanted to say something so bad.
What is the back?
I got to take a picture of it.
It's cute. The back is a psychedelic majestic elk.
By the way, this sweater is the crazy cat lady sweater.
Yeah, where did you find this piece of art?
Okay. This is huge thank you to my grandma who's like, throw all these out.
Yeah.
And then I saved it. And she sent them to me in a huge box. And I probably have like 10 to 15 now. Uh-huh. With a note that said, P.S. In the 80s, these sweaters were very expensive. Underlined.
You know what, Sarah?
No, I mean, it's very pretty.
No, I'm sure like today, if you like told your grandma, does she make these or does she buy them? She bought them?
No, they're very expensive.
No, I bet they are. Even say, I'm sure you could probably sell them for like 3 times more than what they were in the 80s.
And I never will.
So like $6 then?
No, people actually buy this stuff. You know, some
people
created a business for ugly sweaters for Christmas, and they're like making bank.
Yeah. My great grandmother
sweaters. I don't think I would fit in.
My great grandmother has been around for almost 95 years, and she's never worn anything like that.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
She's never worn anything like that.
Well, my grandma was moving on and throwing them out, and I hopped in.
Yeah.
So you purposely asked her for these sweaters?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
They look like brand new too. It looks like. Does not look.
I think they're stunning.
I do like your. Are these jeans?
Yes.
Oh, they're like jeans, but they're so like. Yes. They're so like flexible.
I hit myself in the head.
All right, we gotta go. Okay. Brittany, thank you for coming out. Yes, and thank you, Sarah Sweater, for showing up today. We appreciate it.
Well, I'll wear a new one every week.
You do it.
There you go.
All right, like Bill Cosby without the raping. All right.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week.
MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.